This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
6,552 hours of unique broadcasts were aired on Joy in 2017, as well as 10 podcast-only programs, announcing this year that our podcast count reached 1 million downloads. We spoke to Joy's production manager, Jason Gibbs, about how important Joy's podcast network is, giving a space for the voices of our communities to be shared around the world.
Look, we're excited by podcast download figures. Don't get us wrong. It's a great way to motivate ourselves, but it's more the content that's available for the rest of the world. I mean, personally, I really want to get behind podcasts and did try to really push it for about 7 years ago. And that's because I am fully aware of how many people around the globe in our community don't have access to content by LGBTI people for LGBTI people. So yes, there's a lot of content out there. Lots of media organizations do it very well. But how many of them are from an LGBTI perspective? They are getting better. There's some great representation there for our community in mainstream media these days, especially ABC and locals like that. But, you know, there was a period of time where you'd listen to things and you'd hear the lingo not quite right. They didn't refer to us in the right way. So I really think it's important that there is content out there globally from an LGBTI perspective.
This year we hit 1 million downloads on Joy's podcasts. That's a huge achievement.
It is. It's a little more than that because that's since we started collating data in early 2015. So that's kind of just over 2 years and it's growing rapidly. And it can't happen without a really solid team of people that love what they do, passionate about what they do. And I guess at the same time, are thanked for what they do. You keep people involved when they are thanked and appreciated. And I think sometimes, I don't want to toot my horn, but I do think I get told off a lot by my team for constantly coddling people and saying thank you. But I think it's really important because people give their time to what they do. And we need to know that it's appreciated.
This year in the top 10 downloads of Joy's shows, we've seen a lot of shows jump up. There have been some mainstays like Chicks Talking Footy and Saturday Magazine and even The Informer. But we've seen a lot of shows jumping up and really rising up into that top 10. Has that been a great feeling to see lots of the diverse programs finding a space?
Yeah, look, I must say at first I was a bit skeptical about us internally promoting who's in the top 10. I didn't want it to be this competitive thing that people feel let down if they don't get the stats that the top 10 do, because our objective is to create that content for the community. And so there's different reasons why people are members at Joy. If their reason for being a member at Joy is to listen to that one show that rates, you know, on the lower scale every week, and that's why they support Joy, then that's important. But at the same time, knowing that shows like The Informer, Saturday Magazine, Chicks Talking Footy are getting such great download figures, especially our news and current affairs teams, it really shows me that, look, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling because we know that news and current affairs are important to our community. Content and, you know, entertainment is important to our community from an LGBTI perspective.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.